As the Eagles battle the Cowboys for a playoff spot, we sit down with safety Nate Allen and talk to him about the growth of the defense and how they've developed into a cohesive unit. And with LeSean McCoy only 37 yards away from breaking Wilbert Montgomery's regular season rushing record, we catch up with the Eagles legend and talk to him about his time in Philadelphia and his current role as the Baltimore Ravens running back coach.
Me playing for Philly, playing against the Cowboys, oh man, those were days of days.
And Wilbert Montgomery having his day of days.
On first down play action, Palmer is back, loading up. He's going deep for Floyd, and it's intercepted by Nate Allen. Out to the 10, to the 20, to the 30, to the 40. Cuts back, almost to midfield, Nate Allen.
This year was a lot about change in the beginning part of the year, especially for the defensive unit, playing a different style, a different head coach coming in, whole different way of approaching things in camp. Does it feel like that was a long time ago now?
The season definitely is long, but you know, it's been a progression, and you know, we started off at a place, and you know, it's hard to say that we had the chemistry and the understanding of the defense that we do now, but you know, we knew what we were working towards, and you know, we took a lot of criticism early in the year from the media and the fans, but we knew what we were working towards, and we knew what we had in the defensive room, and you know, we've been blessed, and we've been playing well, and you know, we're just gonna keep trying to get better and better every week these next couple weeks.
Before the year starts, like you said, media, fans, everybody who's speculating says, well, you know, the defense is going to be the Achilles heel of this team this year.
Right.
That hasn't been the case. Obviously, a lot of people were wrong. But when you hear something like that, is that something that spurs you on, or is it something that you just kind of turn a deaf ear to?
Oh yeah, it's a little bit of both. You gotta be able to brush that off, and but at the same time, you know, it kind of gives you an edge, and you kind of play with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, you know, with something to prove. But you know, you can't get wrapped up in what everybody's saying, because like I said, we know what we have in the defensive room, and you know what we're working for, and you know, as long as we're playing together and we all know what's going on and we're executing and doing our job, then it's all good regardless of what people are saying.
A lot of the guys on this defensive unit who are, you think, are going to be the core of this defense for a number of years to come are pretty young guys. Is it a fun group?
It is. We have a lot of fun playing together, and you know, we have a lot of energy out on the field, and we feed off each other, and just this entire team is, we have a good group of guys, because you know, when offense is out on the field, we feed off that. You know, when they make a big play, we feed off that, and that gives us energy to go out and, you know, make a stop. So it works both ways. Offense, I'm sure, I can't speak on behalf of them, but I'm sure if they kind of feel the same way, when we make a big stop, they get out there and want to put points on the board, and so we got a good group of guys, and we have a good chemistry. We have good chemistry together, and you know, it's just a great thing to be a part of.
A lot was made of some of the things that Chip wanted to do in terms of conditioning, nutrition, everything else that went in that was something different for this year. So here you are sitting at the end of a regular season.
Right.
Did all that stuff work?
It did. And I've heard a lot of guys saying, you know, and older guys that have been in the league for a while are saying, you know, this is the best they've felt in their whole career, you know, towards this time of the year, because, you know, this is when everybody's beat up. This is when everybody's, you know, you got aches and pains, and, you know, a lot of people, like we say, are just hanging on, and they're trying to get to the postseason. But I feel great, you know, and the nutrition and all the off-field stuff we do as far as soft tissue work in the weight room and massage and cold tub, it is beneficial, and it's worked wonders, because, you know, our bodies feel great, and, you know, we're not just hanging on right now. We're getting better as this time comes around.
You're somebody who likes, when you're away from the football field, to do outdoors type stuff. Where's that come from?
Being raised in Florida, being born and raised down there, and especially on the West Coast where I'm from, the Southwest Coast of Florida is really a different feel than what most people think Florida is, like the Miamis, the West Palm Beaches. We're real into fishing, and there's a lot of hunting that goes on, and just being outside. I mean, because you can be, you know, the weather's gorgeous down there. And but yeah, and I just, you know, that's something I've always loved to do is fish. And you know, and I've started hunting, and my buddies got me into that. And yeah, that's my getaway.
I don't fish. It bores me. I just get bored. Right. You know, if I'm not catching something, I'm bored.
Right.
That's just me. But my understanding is, at one time, did you catch a fish that was better than 200 pounds?
Oh, yeah. Tarpon. I mean, I don't know if you ever heard of a tarpon.
Yeah, I have heard of a tarpon.
Yeah, yeah. They're big. I mean, people 250 plus, you can pull them in. And you're fighting those things for about hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes. So, and after, like we say, after the first 15 minutes, it's not even fun anymore. It's like work. And it really is, because you're worn out by the time you're done bringing this thing to the boat. Because you get them right up next to the boat, and then they just dive on you again and just run 200-300 yards. And then you got to do it all over again and fight them. And it's work. It is.
So you got a picture?
Don't on me. I have many pictures of tarpons.
No, you have a picture of that 220-pound tarpon is the question.
I do.
You just don't carry it around?
Just don't carry it around on me. I have it on my phone, though. That's one of my pride and joy pictures, for sure.
How long did you fight it?
I fought that one for about an hour and 20, about that. Yeah, and I mean, when you're fighting it, everybody has lines out in the water. And then all of a sudden somebody has one on, and everybody has to reel their line in. And basically, you have to follow the thing around. You're basically, somebody's driving the boat around while you're fighting this fish. So it's, I mean, everybody's just really sitting there watching, taking pictures. And after the first hour, everybody's like, okay, you know, like,
let's go
and get this thing in. Yeah, exactly. So, but it's a thrill. There's nothing like tarpon fishing.
From the guy who narrates Puppy Bowl every year. Got a picture of you walking a runway with a dog.
Right.
Tell me about this.
I can't even remember how I got asked. And it was a puppy fashion show charity event. And basically I was walking with a dog dressed up. And the last one I did was they had a Christmas outfit on. So the dog had like lights on and these little reindeer ears, I think, and stuff. So, and I'm kind of glad nobody saw that, because, you know, I don't know how the players would take to that one. But, yeah, it was for a good cause, so it was all good.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
When you're not from this area, mm-hmm. Philadelphia is, I guess the best way to put it is, it's an acquired taste. It's right. It's something that you learn a lot about being here. You learn a lot about what the mentality is like. You learn a lot what the fan base is like. In your time here, has that come to you?
It has. And I got a lot of warnings when I first got up here, a lot. And, you know, I heard them, but I was like, you know, it can't be that crazy or that bad. But, and it's really not. It's not as bad as some people try to make it sound. It's just, you know, especially with our fans are passionate, you know, and they want to win. And there's no fan base like them. And the biggest problem I have with Philadelphia is the weather, is the cold weather. That's the only thing I can say, because I'm born and raised in Florida, and, you know, when it's snowing outside and stuff like, yeah, I don't think I can ever get used to the snow and all that. I mean, I play in it and, you know, practice in it, but living in it, that's the biggest thing. Having to salt the sidewalk and shovel snow. And
that didn't happen in Florida, did it?
Oh, never. You know, we were in jackets and sweaters and in 60-degree weather.
Because you were a little chilly.
Oh, yeah. That's cold down there. Like, people in 55-degree weather, people are putting on, like, boots and parkas and everything. It's crazy. You know, you get spoiled being down there.
You got a chance to be on the field this year for a game that everybody is going to remember. Right. The game in the snow against the Lions, right. Everybody is going to remember that for a long, long time. Because, yep. First of all, because visually it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Secondly, because of the way the game played out and the fact that you won the game. What are the memories you're going to be walking away with from that game?
Yeah, I always remember. That was the worst game, condition-wise, I've ever played in. I mean, there was a time at the beginning of the game where I couldn't even you couldn't even really see what was going on the field because you had the snow blowing in your face. And as you're running, it's like hitting you in the eyes and everything. And I mean, just the way, just how much snow came down in such a short period of time was unbelievable because, I mean, like you said, there was 6 inches or something like that on the field. And, you know, nobody had any footing. And there was a couple of times I looked down, it was like up to my shin almost in snow. And it was an experience. It was fun, though. You know, it was a heck of an experience and something I'll remember. And, you know, because every time you hit the ground, it was like a explosion of snow, you know, and guys were getting up with snow packed in their face masks and everything. That was the first time I had seen that. And it was funny. It was an experience.
There was one play where Calvin Johnson caught a ball going across the middle, and I think it was Carey brought him down.
Right. Yes,
and it looked like he was riding a toboggan.
Right. Yeah.
And Calvin was the toboggan. Yeah.
And that's the play. Calvin Johnson got up and he had snow. I mean, he couldn't even see. It was literally jam packed in his face mask, and it was fun. You know, that's one of those games. You know, I'm good with one a year. You know, that's about it for me. I'll take the one.
Well, we talk about Megatron going through you know, the ride through the snow this
right.
year. You got an opportunity over time this year, and you know, to this point in the NFL, and seeing some really, really difficult receivers, guys mm-hmm. that are a handful. Who's the toughest one you've seen so far?
That's a tough one because there are a lot of great ones. Megatron is probably he's probably the top because he's just, I mean, everything you'd want your receiver to be, he's it. I mean, he's 6'5", 245 pounds, a supreme athlete, can jump out of the building, great hands, fast, runs a 4.3. Everything you can think of, you'd want your receiver to be. Like we say in the locker room sometimes, he's like a creative player. I don't know if you ever played Madden or anything. You can create a player and make him exactly how you want him in, like, all world. And that's basically, I mean, how he is. You know, he's God-given talent, and he's a physical specimen.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Jaworski gives off inside, running with Montgomery up the right side. Left 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown! How about Montgomery? Montgomery explodes up the right side, and the Eagles have scored first.
NFC Championship game, and I had no idea that I was going to play in a ball game. So I just grabbed my helmet and I come running right up to Coach Ramil and said, I'm ready to go. The next play was 4-6 slant and running off to the left side and broke it back to the right side. And next thing I know, I was running for the end zone. It was the start of a beautiful game for the city of Philadelphia and the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles are in the Super Bowl at long last.
I never knew that I was going to have the opportunities that came my way. And when I got a call back in Texas, and I was going to take my final exam at the university there, and I got a call from a sports writer, and the question was, what do you think about being a Philadelphia Eagle? And at that point there, I just shook my head because I didn't know nothing about the Philadelphia Eagles. I had no idea about the city of brotherly love, but I come to know the city quite well. My rookie season came as a blessing because Coach Ramil gave me an opportunity, and it's what I did with those opportunities because he knew what he wanted and he was looking for certain kind of people. And I guess I must be one of those guys that fit the bill.
Robert Montgomery is playing magnificent football.
So I ended the season rushing for over 100 yards, and Coach Ramil brought me into his office and he said, you are the starting halfback and it's your job to lose. And I made a commitment to myself that every day that I was going to work out twice a day, I was going to run, I was going to lift. And once you emerge as a player, it's like, what do you do to stay on top? And on any given Sundays, no matter who's on the other side of the field, you have to say and think and believe that, hey, I'm the best player on this field today. And I just felt that, hey, when it was time for me to touch the field, I had to be the best of the best. And I wanted to prove to them that I could be the best. That was just my mindset. I want to win. So me playing for Philly, playing against the Cowboys, oh man, that was a, those were days of days.
Here's Montgomery streaking into the Dallas secondary, and he could be gone.
Montgomery showing all kinds of moves. Cowboys defenders chasing him all over the field, and Colbert Montgomery having his day of days.
It was a good field, and it was our time, and we answered the bell. And it wasn't about Wilbur Montgomery. It was about the city, and it was about the players, and it was about the passion that everybody had and how they embraced us. Going from Philadelphia Eagles, going to those Eagles over there at West Deptford, and Coach Fulton, I got a start with him. He gave me an opportunity, and he was showing me how to become a coach.
I think at the time when Wilbur came, we were looking for, obviously with a new staff, we were looking to set the standards.
And I tell you what, every time I go up 285, I always look over there at the water towers, look at that Eagle symbol over there, and I think about Coach over there. And what a tremendous man that he was, a great inspiration, giving me an opportunity.
He did a nice job in terms of delivering the message of the fine points of playing the position. You know, it was exciting at the time when he was here, and we're very happy to have had his influence in our program.
Speaking of Ray Rice, I spoke with his position coach down on the field today, and that is one Wilbur Montgomery.
He loves working with the kid because the kid gives you so much to work with.
I went on from West Deptford, and Coach Harbaugh brought me in, gave me an opportunity to come here to Baltimore to be his running back coach and being a part of what he wanted to bring to this city.
And he's got that kind of enthusiasm, you know, for everything he does. He got done playing, became a high school coach. And that's when I got to know him, because Coach Reed got real close to him in Philadelphia. And he just says, talk about this guy. Hey, it's Wilbur Montgomery. He's going to be a heck of a coach, man. He's really a special guy.
They really going to play those backside gaps.
Yeah.
They're going to play those backside gaps. So we got to stay free to the course. You know what I'm saying?
He's a huge part of what we're doing. The players love him. And he's tough. He's demanding. You know, he's just a tremendous X and O coach. He understands the game. He's got a great feel, you know, for the game.
He has a belief himself, and he sees how he wants this team. And now working with him and helping him trying to mold and build this team into what he wants.
I think he kind of epitomizes the spirit of our football team in a lot of ways. He's a hard-nosed competitor, and he's a person that cares about, you know, everybody around him.
And I tell you what, those guys helped me become the guy that I am today. You give me the opportunity to coach and be around guys like Ray Rice, you know, Willis McGahee. You know, I can't thank those guys enough.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
One of the things you have in the defensive room is you asleep before everything starts.
Me asleep.
Yeah, apparently you take a nap before defensive meetings.
Now, that's funny.
Well, where does this start? How does something like that start?
It's actually, that started a couple years ago, actually. I haven't even done it this year. I used to, what my routine was, after I'd eat, we'd have a little bit of time before practice. And, you know, I'd just go in the defensive room because it was the most quiet place I could get, you know, because the media is all in the locker room and everything. And I would cut the lights off, and I'd be asleep in the third row with a towel over me. And, yeah, that was my routine. But I don't have time to do it this year, so I haven't done it.
Too busy to sleep.
Too busy to sleep this year. Yep.